This is Morning Edition. I'm Kurt Gwartney. A temporary tax break for horizontal drilling expires at the end of the year, and the looming deadline has spurred state lawmakers to reevaluate overall taxes on oil and gas production. The energy industry is pushing to keep its tax cuts, but as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, one prominent oil company says taxes have little effect on drilling.
The Kaiser Francis Oil Company has a lot in common with other storied Oklahoma energy empires. The Tulsa company has by the bootstrap entrepreneurial origins, it's been battered by boom and bust, and it's helmed by a billionaire CEO who's weathered controversy and been showered with praise. But the Kaiser Francis Oil Company is unique in one surprising way.
Severance tax rates never make a difference in that decision. They just don't.
That's CFO Don Milliken. He doesn't think Oklahoma should lower oil and gas taxes.
People are drilling where the hydrocarbons are.
Just so you understand, the main financial guy at an Oklahoma oil and gas company doesn't really care if Oklahoma's oil and gas taxes go up. Milliken also doesn't think the state tax incentive for horizontal drilling actually increases drilling.
It certainly is a benefit to the oil and gas industry to receive that reduced rate, but it isn't causing a particular behavior. And if you're going to have an incentive, it seems like it ought to cause a change in behavior.
The tax incentive for horizontal drilling was put in place in the mid-90s when the technique was new and experimental. For the first 48 months of production, these drillers get a tax discount on the oil and gas that comes out of the ground. They pay 1% instead of 7%. These days, almost all new wells in Oklahoma are drilled horizontally, so the cost of the incentive has ballooned alongside Oklahoma's oil boom. It was $150 million last year. That's more than seven times the combined appropriation for the agencies that regulate the industry. The incentive is set to expire at the end of the year, and some Republican lawmakers are using the opportunity to push for lowering the overall oil and gas tax rate. Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman told reporters that conversation is ongoing.
It can always get done this session, absolutely.
It's possible.
It could wait till next session, too. But again, I think, you know, that we just need to take the temperature reading in the industry of, you know, let's sit down and have a decent discussion and see where we are.
Lawmakers and the oil industry say low oil and gas taxes help Oklahoma compete with other states for new drilling. Milliken says that's bogus.
And I guess, you know, the best evidence of that is the drilling boom that's taking place in North Dakota, where they have 11.5% severance tax, all considered. A 3% difference is not going to make the decision in whether or not you drill in a given location.
Milliken says state incentives and tax cuts might mean more profit for an oil company, but they don't really impact where it decides to drill. But Kaiser Francis Oil is a private company. Milliken says large publicly traded oil companies with out-of-state shareholders are expected to take advantage of every opportunity to make more money. Raymond James energy analyst Andrew Coleman agrees.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to lobby for any opportunity that kind of helps at the margin. The bigger driver is what's the overall commodity price environment.
Milliken, the CFO at Kaiser Francis Oil, says there's another reason he's not pushing for state oil and gas tax cuts. It's one of the few taxes Oklahoma oil companies actually pay. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of public media stations across Oklahoma. For more information on this project, go to kgou.org and click the link for State Impact.